Dan Blankenship, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Tell me a little bit about the changes that you're making. It seems like most services are getting trimmed back a bit.
It's fairly standard for us to reduce our service levels in the off seasons. We have a much higher level of service typically in the winter and summer seasons, and so we scale back in the off seasons to be more efficient with our resources and to more closely match our service levels with demand. Our I-70 quarter Grand Hogback bus service will operate a few less trips on the weekends, and then there's no Woody Creek service that we don't operate it in the spring as well. It's just a service that we operate in the winter and the summer seasons.
Are there any changes for the fall this year compared to previous years?
They're pretty much consistent with the changes that we've had in the past. We'll have reduced frequency on our local bus services after 8:15 p.m. During weekdays, when we'll go from every half hour to every hour in the Down Valley direction from Ruby Park, and then on weekends, service will be every hour. As far as BRT is concerned, which is new this year, the service levels will be consistent with what they were in the spring. We will operate slightly less frequency during the peak periods. We'll go from six times an hour to five times an hour. And then the rest of the day, normally we'd be operating every 15 minutes in the high season with BRT, and in the off season we drop back to every half hour. And we discontinue the BRT service on weekends.
That's interesting because the whole valley is less busy in the fall, so that makes sense. But at the same time, thinking if the people who are taking the BRT are also local workers, isn't it possible that the demand could be pretty similar to what it is during the summer?
No, because many businesses in both the summer season and the winter season scale back. There are a lot of businesses, restaurants, for example, that don't even open or they close down for a portion of the off season. What we typically see is that ridership is about 40% greater during the high season months than it is during the off season months. So far through July, on our regional services, the BRT, local bus services operating the Highway 82 corridor, we're seeing about a 37% increase in ridership compared to last year.
Is that about the number that you guys were aiming for?
About. I think what we thought would happen would be over some period of time, a year or two, we would see a 30% increase in that Highway 82 corridor ridership as a result of implementing BRT. So we're very close to hitting that. What we've seen, though, is that demand between Aspen and Snowmass has increased significantly. On the Aspen-Snowmass direct service, we're looking at about a 52% increase in that ridership. I think it's an indication that tourism is stronger, employment levels are higher. There may be a greater number of employees that are living in the Snowmass area.
Well, Dan Blankenship, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Oh, you're welcome.